Thank you all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Shout out to all our local sponsors and our corporate sponsors. Red Circle, putting a little money in our pocket. Thank you so much. Today, we are fitting to have, I don't know what we're fitting to do. I feel like everybody's moody. Everybody needs to get laid. This is just going to be weird. I got Kylie Strickland. I don't even have, I wish you had a nickname.
Got to come up with a nickname.
I got a couple.
What should my nickname be? Shout out to us on social media and tell us.
Nice.
K-Glizzy.
What?
K-Glizzy.
No.
Glizzy means dick.
K-Gluck-Gluck.
No.
Gluck-Gluck 9000.
You know what you should do for like your logo, though, now I'm thinking about it? We should do the letter K, and then it would look like you know how the cream rolls down the donuts at Krispy Kreme? Like, that should be, like,
put
dripping down
K.
Your K.
That'd be pretty hot.
Dripping down just your dripping K. Down, dripping sick. Down your KK. KK for kitty cat.
Oh, you about threw an extra K in there, and
you almost fucked us up.
No, y'all heard what I said. You better slow-mo that shit, because ain't nobody coming for me, bro.
It's okay. I they said that I said the N-word in Texas.
No.
On
you
the podcast.
Did. You did.
No.
And he called, and he said beaners.
I don't mind saying beaners. That's
no,
funny.
You can't do that.
I did not say the
what N-word. Podcast was this? Because I want to go back.
You go back. Listen, I'm
you left it up.
Look, yeah, I don't care. I tell y'all the same thing. Unless it is like a true, whatever I said, it was accidental. I was talking about something.
That's
else.
Why I would take it down. I'd be like, I fucked up.
Yeah, fuck that shit. I want people.
Nobody's
know.
Coming for me when I'm a millionaire. No.
Nah, I don't
look
care.
At fucking Morgan Wallen, bro.
Try me. What? Nobody's here. That just sounded where I was eyes crushing. And also,
but look at Morgan Wallen, dude. I mean,
Morgan Wallen's
he got more
now.
Downloads.
Yeah, but
he's
like,
bigger
still,
now.
The point is, he's like, I don't know. You just people. There's more eyes on you when you get that big, and so it's like, I've even gone through and like took down shit on my Facebook like from fucking 10 years ago that I put up because I'm like, nobody's coming for me when I'm a millionaire.
I want them to.
Because no,
I want them
I'll
to.
Admit
even,
to doing fucked up
because
shit
even dumbass over here says something that me and her we don't agree on lot. Oh, by the way, big titty bitches here. Brooklyn, you see y'all interrupt.
I know, I'm like, damn, you
y'all
didn't even
interrupted
introduce
me.
Big titty bitch.
Shout out her OnlyFans.
I haven't changed the name yet.
So,
all right.
You know how people.
She got
funny?
Big titties. She got a big old booty too.
Let me shout out my OnlyFans in.
Shout
don't,
it out.
Just don't say nothing smart about it, okay?
Because
it's still BKP 90s baby until somebody helps me come up with something else.
We already told you.
Big titty bitch.
Well, his whole brand is.
I'm
big
changing
titty
it
bitch.
Right now.
Change it. I don't know
please
how you
change
had to
it.
Change it for. But Kylie says something all the time that I agree with her on. And it's if you go ahead and put your shit out there, nobody can hold it against you. Like, you can't be mad at me, and I already know I said some fucked up shit before. Go ahead and call me out on it. I like to joke around about it. I say fucked up shit. I think it's funny. I'm going to get in trouble one day.
But I think it's funny.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to get in trouble from the gay community one day, the fucking Alphabet Mafia, because I call transgenders Transformers.
Hey, oh, God.
I call them Transformers.
Hold on. Hold
and,
that
know,
thought.
I don't give a shit.
I am not affiliated with this or anything that's coming out of his mouth about the LGBTQ community or what he calls transgender people.
I can call them that because I have friends that are lesbians.
That's what they always
I'm in a
say,
lesbian
though. Don't they? They're like, when someone's like, I have black friends.
I have
like,
black friends. My nephew's black. I can
my
do what
brother's
I
black.
First off, I'm in a lesbian wedding. I can fucking do what I want.
Picks or it didn't happen. Hey, hold that thought.
I will. They're
hold
on my,
that thought.
They're my, those two
is
beautiful
it,
women are on my wall.
Is it T-I-T-T-Y or T-I-T-T-I-E?
T-I-T-T-Y.
Okay.
Big titty. Titties is T-I-T-T.
So big titty bitch. Okay, we've changed the username, folks. It's
did it let you do bitch?
Oh, let me see.
Can you not?
It says username not available.
So
there's
so
another
big
titty,
titty
bitch.
Like B-I-S-H.
Bish. Big titty bish.
It's
I don't
not
like
available.
That as much.
Big titty bitch.
Do it the same as your TikTok name.
So Brooklyn Parton 2.
Yeah, I
yeah,
probably
mine's
would put
Kylie
my name.
Strickland 3.
Oh, of course yours is.
Because all right, this, fuck it.
Everybody
at least
can
they know
find
who
me
you
that
are.
Way. My
see,
Instagram is
okay. It's
name
Brooklyn
different.
Parton, P-A-R-T-E-N, not Dolly Parton. Brooklyn Parton 2.
P-A-R-T-E-N.
Brooklyn, B-R-O-O-K-L-Y-N, P-A-R-T-E-N 2.
Or maybe you should have done your middle name.
I'm not changing.
What's your middle name?
Katie, with a D.
Ooh.
With a D?
D for all the
KD?
No,
like K-A-D-A?
Yep.
I never heard of that.
Well, I'm one of a kind, baby.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, what are you going to fucking Texas for tomorrow before we get on this topic?
Let's talk about
just
it.
Just to have fun.
Because to snatch some souls. We went.
It was a good trip, don't get me wrong. But it was, the end of it was not the best.
I don't imagine your trip at all was good. I mean, fucking laid in bed the whole time.
Not the whole time. I went out with y'all at night and had fun out at the bar and stuff. Dancing.
Yeah,
and
but then
was this a trip that was on the podcast?
And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And I enjoyed the Stockyards.
What is the Stockyards?
Girl, it's got shopping. The rodeo arena's right there. I love the Stockyards.
I want to go.
We're going back. But first, speaking of places we're going, our trip coming up June the 7th
through
11th.
We need to talk about that.
Thank God.
Everybody here. Yeah, because I need all of y'all.
Oh, are y'all going?
Yeah, they're going.
Yes.
I need everybody to push the tickets because.
Maybe by June I'll be making content and we can collab. Is that what y'all call it?
I don't know what you call it.
Collab.
I've called it.
It's a collaboration. Celebration for the pussy.
I fucking despise
when
you.
I get my truck, I'm putting pussy money bought this.
You're putting pussy money bought this?
Please abbreviate.
You're kids.
Doing it too? She said, I'm doing
I
it too.
I'm not really going to put that on there, but I am.
I was not going to put it past you, to be honest.
I'm going
to
insinuate my OnlyFans somehow because OnlyFans bought it.
God, what could you get put on the back? Now that's all I can think of.
Right?
What would be
and
on
that
the
would
back
be where the KK, I said two Ks, not three, comes into play with the donut icing going down it. So KK and then Pussy Money bought this. Bitch. This ain't daddy's money. This is pussy money. Yeah.
Daddy's money
you know,
bought
so
this, but not
up.
My daddy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, not my daddy, daddy.
Y'all are sitting here talking about pussy money, and I've
we're
got
about to do a whole podcast on kids.
On kids,
oh,
man.
No.
I have to do a podcast fucking Saturday with Trump's attorney, Lynn
but
Wood.
But this is good.
He's gonna go back and listen to this, and he's gonna be like, who
"Grab
are these
him
bitches?
By the pussy." That's what he's gonna
he
say.
Probably is. He probably is. I forget that you don't like Trumpy Trump.
Oh God.
But anyway,
this is everything.
Because y'all
but that's good
track.
Because that needs
talk
to,
about
the
trip.
No, hold on. This is good because it shows that mothers can still be like this and still be good
thank
mothers
you.
At the same time.
Why do we have to like
we
not
have to
work just because
down
we're
because,
we have kids?
And I shared your long post that you posted the other day, and it was a good one. It was a really good one. I hope it goes viral.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
What was the well? Hold on.
You want me to read it?
Really
let me read it.
You can in just a second. The trip. We need you
moment.
All that if you're
yes.
listening to
oh,
go
yes.
buy fucking raffle tickets.
RaisingGraceStudios.com.
Yeah, R-A-S-I-N. There's no G on it, but then
R-A-I-S-I-N.
Yeah, I'm.
Grace, G-R-A-C-E, Studios. Studios, right?
Studios, with S on
dot com.
Okay. Anyway, for $20, you get a chance to go with us on an all expenses paid vacation. Me and Kylie and Brooklyn and Conservative Anthony and Flawless Lawless. By the way, Flawless Lawless now has a an OnlyFans, and so she's a super. Y'all, have you seen her before with the dreads and everything?
Mm-hmm.
She's a lesbian. Y'all can make some content.
She's a dog.
Y'all can make some cool content.
Oh God!
And I will do my best
like, I'm ready
to
for it.
Watch every fucking second of it. And who up? Kate Stinson. I almost forgot Kate. We're all going to be going to Destin, Florida, June the 7th through the 11th. If you go to the website and you buy a raffle ticket, you have a chance to go. That's all expenses paid. Plane ticket there and back, or you can ride with one of us down there. Your food, your beer, your everything for every chance or for every ticket you buy is another chance to win. We'll be announcing the winner on May the 16th. By the way, I need both of y'all back here May the 16th. For that, that way we can announce it all together. Unless you're going to be somewhere. You're looking like you're going to be somewhere.
I thought
she's
I was,
like,
but
I gotta
I'm
check
not.
My schedule.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be here.
She
I'll
has
be
to
here.
Check her OnlyFans schedule.
I make that on my own time.
She's like, I make content here at the studio.
Yeah.
I'm surprised nobody hadn't. Paige wanted to make it here the other day. I'm surprised you hadn't ever wanted to do anything on a red couch.
Like, the couches are everything.
Good.
They don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah,
they
but it, it's not to make you
pussy.
Okay, but like, it's not bad to like record somewhere where you feel even like you're like badass picture. Yeah,
especially somebody at a place that
something that could be on
a
calendar,
cameras.
Right? Yeah. Like if you wanted to like throw
what'd you
it
say?
On.
I said especially when I got a lot of cameras in here and I just be watching from another room.
Once you have cameras in here, I'm done.
No, trust me, there's not any because I would have done got my ass and I probably would have lost my business license by now. To be honest with you. Anyway, so we're talking about kids today. Buy fucking raffle tickets. I keep fucking forgetting because you guys are confusing me today. Buy raffle tickets and go with us to the beach. We're talking about kids today. Each one of us is lucky enough to have youngins. And I don't know how... I know how Kylie approaches social media and her kids. I don't know about you. And I know my beliefs on it or whatever. So, kind of want to talk about our youngins today and how social media has affected them, if it's affected them, and what we do to, you know, kind of keep our kids away from our social media life. Kylie, you just don't fucking involve at all, right? Like, on certain things?
I do not. I don't post them anywhere but my Snapchat, and I keep my Snapchat, like, private. I don't give that out. But I don't make videos with them. I used to. But then people were, like, messaging me and asking me where they went to school, what their birthdays were. Like,
oh,
I didn't
shit.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know if they were trying to kidnap my kids or they were trying to steal their identity. Like, they wanted to know everything about them. And then one time I let my girls come on live and, like, answer questions from all the people. And a guy came on there and was like, you're so gorgeous. Your mom's going to have to be chasing them away from the door when you get older. And I'm like, to me, that was you sexualizing my 7-year-old child. Like, that's a no for me, bro. So.
Oh, shit.
Boop, no more. So I don't show them. I don't like to talk about them. I will say their ages and names on here, but I will not on any other social media platform.
What about you, Brooke? Mm-hmm.
I mean, I haven't even thought about that, you know? Like, I mean, I share everything. Like, the video that made me viral on TikTok was a video of Braun, mm-hmm. and I had turned it into a meme. Like, I was like, when your kid threatens to run away and you tell him to pack his shit and leave. So, like, I've already kind of, like, opened myself up, I feel like, to...
Yeah, but you can stop it.
Yeah.
Because I've made videos with my kids.
That, so.
And then when I started getting bigger on social media, and I was like, yeah, no more.
That's definitely something to think about. No, I don't know. I don't know what I would do. Because it's like you want people to, like,
to
be...
See
you
want to show them off
so bad. Like, all
bad.
Of you, right? Mm-hmm. You want them to know you as a mom, as a wife, as a friend. Like, I don't know. That's tough. I'll let you know,
yeah.
I guess. I mean, that's just... I don't know. I would never want to stop talking about my kids. I feel like... That's a part of it.
See,
that's a part of, like, what draws people to me, too, is, like, me sharing about my
You just
kids.
Have to protect them. I mean, my thing was, like, I didn't want to post anything or be on live somewhere with my kids, and I'm single. So I didn't want to be out in public somewhere with my kids, and I'm on live, and some crazy person see where I'm at with my kids and then pull up, and here I am.
Yeah.
Or...
Damn, dude,
not, and then you got people coming up to my kids while they're with their dads, and they're like, I watch your mom on TikTok. And it's like, I don't know, it's just too much. My kids are off limits to me. Like, don't fuck with my kids.
Gracie doesn't like people coming up. It drives her fucking insane.
Really?
Yeah.
Like makes her uncomfortable? Or
she just doesn't know what to
she's
say.
She's like, I don't know what to do with my hands type shit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, from my days back in radio, one of the things they wanted me to do was push more of being a father. So, of course, I like that because Gracie, she fucking means everything to me. But, like, when you go in public, some people just don't know...
Boundaries?
Yeah, they don't know boundaries.
Or when to just, like, leave, like...
Yeah, that's the only time I ever have a problem. I've never had anybody say, in 6 years, anything inappropriate towards Grace. But I guess it's probably different towards a guy than what somebody's saying something to you.
Because
I would about think that they realize, if you say something about my baby girl, like... Whatever. Now, women have said it. A lot of women have said she's going to be, like Gracie, was going to be very good looking when she got older and stuff like that.
I don't even
and
like it.
For some
when people...
reason, women doesn't bother me as much, but guys, I would cuss you out in a heartbeat.
I don't
that
like
would
it.
Make
when
me feel
do
uncomfortable
that.
If I heard like a man say that.
I don't
but,
like
girls,
it
like me
it
and
all.
Girlfriends talk about that.
You don't
I'm
like
Braun.
I don't
that?
Like anyone say,
oh, really?
Like when you see a little kid and they're like, oh, she's a heartbreaker, or he's going to
oh,
be a heartbreaker.
Shit.
I don't like people saying, like, I don't like boyfriends and girlfriends at this age. Like, don't be like,
see,
do you got any boyfriends at school? I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I say that about
Braun,
though.
Like,
I'll be
young.
Like, Braun. I'm like, Braun is going to be, like, a little ladies' man. Like, I say that already. So, but I guess I don't
yeah, but
think
that's
about
your
it
own
in that,
kid,
like,
though.
Yeah. But I think someone else has said that before, though. Like, girlfriends and stuff, they're like, he is so handsome. Like, he is just going to be, like, a ladies' man.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know. I might have to bite these hoes off.
Yeah.
Like, I'm...
There's a difference in people playing about
yeah.
it. And some people saying it
well, that's
to
what I'm saying. If a man
it
said it,
yeah, it doesn't
that would be
seem
weird.
Like when your friends say
but
it.
But even women be them child groomers. We got this girl on TikTok right now that has multiple charges that she pled guilty to, and she still has her account on TikTok. And people are calling her out and giving her hell, but she got mighty big balls because she stays on there. She was, like, giving drugs to, like, these little kids and sending pictures and text messages to these young children. Like, sometimes them lonely housewives be worse than the men.
I don't believe they're worse than the men. I believe they're bad. I believe they're just as bad. But I'm also getting more surprised every day of the shit that I get sent on social media from women.
The women on social media, like on TikTok and stuff, are way more thirsty than the men.
I wouldn't have believed that 6 months ago. I believe it now.
Yeah. I mean, the comments I've seen are like, hey, you want to drop your busload of kids off down my throat? And like all this.
Something
yeah,
you would
just
say.
Like on video. Yeah. But I don't comment that on men's videos.
Oh my God.
But have you commented on men's videos?
Yeah, but nothing like nothing. Don't like that.
The only thing I've ever said about a man on, like, he was a good looking man. He had on these Wranglers, and everybody was talking shit about his Wranglers. And I commented, I was like, I support you in them Wranglers.
Yeah.
Like, that was all I said.
Yeah, something
but I'm
like
not
that.
Like,
I'll do something like that, or I'll be like, oh, daddy, or I'll be like, eyeballs with like the emoji or
with
something like that.
With the what emoji?
With the little sweat rolling down the red face.
I just wanted you to do that again. This is why we need video.
I know.
The things here, I should have done it today, honestly.
Hell yeah, because we all match. We're all in black.
Yeah, we all look tippity top, except for you.
I don't give a fuck.
Go put your fucking
butt y'all
up.
Are the ones that were supposed
put
to
put that pearl snap on now.
I put it on when I need to, and I'll take
make
the damn
a TikTok
thing
off
from it. And by the way, do you remember why I'm sitting here thinking about it? How you was talking to me the other day when them other ladies was here?
I sure damn do.
Well, how would you talk?
You don't remember how she's talking? I've got so many messages about how you talked to me.
On that podcast?
Yes, about how
when Paige and, what's her name?
Oh, talked to you on there?
Yeah.
Well, how was she talking to
about
him?
What?
When she was telling me I couldn't put my dick anywhere I please.
She was like, I own the dick.
Yeah.
She was like, we ain't never had sex, but I own it. Brother, brother.
Yeah. Look, I just care about you and who you sleep with. That's all I'm saying.
Well, thank you. I very much appreciate
that's
it.
That's all I'm saying.
It's fine.
And that...
Just say something nice, because everybody thinks now that I can't do what I want to with my own pecker.
Joshua can do whatever he wants with Pedro, but I do am very protective of who Pedro meets.
Sister, sister.
Thank you.
Sister, sister.
Thank you. Now, next time when somebody's obviously going to come off as easy as other things... It'd just be real nice if you didn't cock block that much. Let me end up sticking
But it made
my
for a good
mouth.
Title. I mean, the True. Title was everything.
I really wish.
What did he call you, Captain Cock Block?
I really wish I could market Captain Cock Block. Because if I could market that as a shirt or something, millions sold.
No, hell, nobody's going to buy a shirt with bad things on
it,
Josh
Terry. That's why
Mister,
I haven't made.
You can't have a podcast named Welcome to the Shit Show.
That's true. I agree, because I've wanted to do merch with, like...
Okay, well, then you can't have a shirt with Captain Cottonlock on it.
Yeah. I know, you can't. That's why I wish you could.
Yeah. You know, we should make a shirt with, like, where it's under the pocket. So, like, you pull the pocket down, and it says Captain Cottonlock under it.
Or I'm sitting here thinking about...
Or you could do, like, Captain with a picture of a chicken and a cinder block.
Yes, cock block.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would be cute.
Or with
but
the chicken.
But you would
like
kind of... We'd make you look like a chicken, like an animated chicken.
Yeah.
Make
me?
Yes.
Why does that have to be a chicken?
Because it's a cock. It is.
Girl. took me a minute.
Yeah. Okay, back to our children.
We're
now.
A little like, look, trying to catch up here.
You're trying to catch up. I'm fucking still sitting still. But anywho, besides just people saying weird shit, like, and you're the one that's really against it, don't you like realize that if things keep going the way that they're going for you, that eventually your kids are going to have to be involved, or you're going to have to exclude a big part of your life?
Yeah, absolutely.
So why not ease them into it already?
They're just too young.
How old are your kids?
And
I don't
also,
know.
Also, it's now in my papers with my exes.
I feel like you're about to blow the fuck up, though. Like, I feel like it's going to be within the next, like...
In any of my social media.
Really?
It's fucking happening.
I don't blame me.
Yep. It's just to protect them. That's all. I mean, celebrities do it.
Yeah.
Celebrities have whole babies and keep them from the world for like...
Sure, nobody even knows they had a baby.
Yeah, Beyonce had twins. Didn't nobody see them things until they was like 2 years old.
True.
Well, when you share so much of your life on social media, I guess it's good to keep some things just
I hate that people like don't see that side of me because a lot of people will comment and be like, where's her kids? She don't have her kids.
I get asked that a lot. I always take up for you.
Yeah, and it's like...
You're
not
going to
see them.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
you're
your
not
going to
see them. Sorry.
I feel like I because I couldn't do it, because when I'm like recording lives and like stories and stuff, and Bron, like today I was recording a live and Bron interrupted me like four times on the fucking live, and by the fourth time I was like, Bron, you're being rude, go to your room, like I've asked you four times, like I was a whole ass mom in different. The middle of my video.
Yeah.
So and people will be like, oh my God, story of my life.
I used to do that on live, yeah. And people related to me.
It'd
on
be
that
so hard to stop,
but
though.
Now I mean, like I said, you're with the father of their children. I'm not, so my kids are gone 50% of the time. So that's when I really, or I wait till they go to bed. Yeah. So that's when I
that
have time
sense.
To do that.
Yeah.
Where you, you know, you are full time because
yeah.
they're there full time.
There's been times where I was like in my room and I was like, lock the door, and I was like, babe, do not let Bron come in here.
Oh,
like,
that didn't
and
happen.
And he'd be like,
it?
Bang, like you hear him like, mama. And yeah. I'm like, I can't even not do anything. Mm-hmm. Like it's just a part of it. But that's also like something that I think people like. Because they talk to me a lot about that. Mm-hmm. They're like, I love how, like, you're just, like, whole-ass mom over here. You're a bad bitch. And then you're doing your business. And so.
And that's another thing to me, too. Like, my persona on social media, which I don't like to call it persona because it is who I am. But, like, mom me and social media me are two completely.
There's
like, my kids don't
that.
Listen to rap music. No. I don't cuss in front of my children. I don't drink in front of my
damn.
Children.
Mom of the fucking year,
fucking
bro.
Strict on my kids. So like, it's you know, I'm
I don't,
just completely
I don't,
different.
I don't
good
drink
you,
in front
though.
Of Gracie.
Like, good for you for.
I don't drink in front of Gracie, but I do everything else. I cuss in front of Gracie, everything. I just don't want her to ever see me drunk.
Why?
I just place how I grew up. I had to see it too much.
Yeah, that has to do with, like,
okay.
your family background
well, that's
and stuff.
I asked.
Yeah.
I just, because you know there's always, like, a reason. Like, mm-hmm. people, yeah. parents don't do things for no reason. Like, if they're choosing to do something, there's always something underlying that's making them want to make that decision. Like, it doesn't mean it's wrong. Mm-hmm. It's just something.
Now, I'm sure Gracie's smart enough to know that, like, I drink. I mean, fuck, everybody knows
yeah,
I drink.
Yeah.
But I just, there's something about when you've seen a parent hammered. Like,
in front of
belligerent.
You while you're a child.
Yeah, while you're a child. It stays with you. Like, it'll yeah. always stay with me. And I just, of all the shit that I'll do in front of Gracie, I won't do that. I'll make an ass out of myself with TikToks with her or whatever, but she won't see me drunk. I don't know. It just
won't see you drunk or won't see you, like, have a drink. Because there's a difference. Like, I have drinks at restaurants when we're out with,
see, I don't,
you know?
I don't drink and eat. Like, okay. I mean, I will not. Like, it's so rare. If I go to a restaurant and I'm trying to drink, I think it's wasteful. I mean, honestly, if I'm going...
Oh, you're like, if I'm drinking, I'm getting
fucked up. If I'm drinking,
up.
I'm drinking. I'm okay. not going to drink two or three beers and eat a steak and it just ruined the two or three beers.
Okay.
I mean,
makes
so...
Makes sense,
yeah.
I guess.
That's
yeah.
how I am
yeah.
when I smoke weed.
Yeah, like, it's pointless to
that
me.
Makes sense. But see, like, we'll go eat Mexican and I will, like, choose to go eat Mexican because I'm like, fuck, I really want a margarita.
Margarita.
And I'll get a margarita while we're there. So... But it makes sense. Like, it's perspective.
Well, and see, people think that I drink a lot. And I really don't. I might drink twice a week.
Oh, damn.
Sometimes maybe three. But when I do, like, I fucking can drink a stupid-ass amount. And for some reason, I'm coherent most of the time. Unless I've just gone way overboard. I went way overboard last week with, like, fucking TikTok Live and selling shit till, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. And hammed a fuckered and like I shouldn't have done it that night. Like I went too much. But most of the time,
see, we drink pretty often. Like me and it's like a thing. Like every night, put the kids to bed, lay down in the bed, turn on Netflix, have a couple beers. Like it's like our, like, you know how some people are social drinkers?
Yeah.
That's me and Sean. Like we talk about all the time. I'm like, I don't drink unless you're drinking. Like if he picks up one, I'm like, sweet, we're gonna have a couple of beers. And, you know, it's like a, I don't know. I can't explain it. It's like we're not getting fucked up, but it, I don't know. What See, would you? Maybe we're an alcoholic, okay?
Maybe
you are. I don't know. But it, like I said, we don't. It's just like a thing. Netflix and chill.
No,
if you
I
get
don't.
What I'm saying.
I used to not drink when the kids were there at all. But now when they go to sleep, I'll have a few beers or yeah. I'll shotgun a few beers to get feeling a little buzz. But honestly, I don't even like doing that because I'm there alone. So if something were
yeah.
to happen to my kids,
oh,
I
yeah.
can't drive.
That makes
I mean, I call 911 in a heartbeat and I got people that would take me if I needed to. But, you know.
Yeah, that's what we, like, we've had get-togethers before, and me and Sean, usually before that, like, if we have a lot of people, we're like, all right, who's not drinking?
Drinking.
Because somebody has to be in the right state of mind to take a kid to the hospital if something happens.
Yeah,
you know?
If I miss around young in the period, I won't drink. Because I would rather be that person if something happened that I'm the one responsible for the kids.
That's very honorable of you.
I do a lot of honorable shit. What other things do y'all think are both touchy with kids and social media?
Well, can I just say, like, since my, which I feel like I'm the perfect person to go viral, because when my video on TikTok went viral, and there were people like threatening to call CPS on me. Somebody figured out where I lived. Like, they figured it. They was like, she's from Tifton, Georgia. Y'all call CPS. Like, went through all that. And I told Sean, I was like, I'm the perfect person for this, because I just laughed the whole time. I was like, I know I'm a good fucking mom. Like, was replying to people like, you want me to call them for you? Like, I'll go ahead and call and report my damn
self. Why I don't give
so
a shit.
So I feel like just parenting in general is sensitive on Facebook. It doesn't matter what you fucking do. Somebody's going to talk
say
shit.
Say something about
like, you can
you
be
do.
The most perfect. Like, you're saying you don't drink in front of your kid, and somebody out there is going to be like, you know, you're trying to shield your
kid from
stuff.
It.
Like,
yeah,
you
that's
should,
what people
you
are going to say about me.
So it doesn't matter. I feel like no matter what you do, you're going to be, you're vulnerable when you're out there like that. Sure. You're vulnerable means, like, opening yourself up to judgment. Like, that's why I'm like, I don't know if I would hide my kids, because I feel like either, like, damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Yeah.
If you hide your kids,
they're
like, where's
they
her
say
kids?
That to me.
If you post them, then you're like, you shouldn't cuss in front of your kid, is what I hear. You shouldn't twerk in front of your kid. Probably be twerking with me on the flight. We'd be on
there
like,
I've never had to have
like,
that conversation with anybody.
I feel like I'm just going to do what makes me happy.
Yeah, that's
you know?
What I think anyone should do.
I'm going to do the best thing that I know to do. And like, I feel like that's enough. Like, I said it in the last one.
Like,
if my kid's happy and my husband's happy and we all
are one happy family, who gives a fuck what anyone on the internet has to say? Because fuck them.
Yes.
They don't know your life. They don't live it.
Right.
That's why I just don't give a shit when people come for
me. And if you grow later,
where are your kids? You don't have your kids. No, bitch, you just don't see them. You don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know the mother side of me. You don't see that. For me.
Yeah, that's one of the stupidest fucking questions I get asked about.
It's so creepy to me when people are so
obligated
with your own kids.
Yeah, you're not obligated to put that part of your life out there.
Remember,
I can put whatever I want out, and what people don't understand is that I put out a lot more information about myself. I fucked a guy in a hotel room one night, came back downstairs, got on live, and was like, I just got my fucking guts rearranged. And, like, I share more than what most people will
you're
fucking share.
I love
but
it.
It's still not a fucking enough
it's never,
for them.
Yeah, it's never enough. Never
like, just
enough.
Be happy with what you fucking get.
Yeah.
Fucking hate you. oh my God.
I love that.
Fucking
though.
Guts rearranged, and I had a point, and you said that.
But like I said, it's one of two ways. So, like, you're saying stuff like that, and people are like, oh my God, that's what she does when she doesn't have her kids. But if you were posting about your kids, people will say, oh my gosh, well, where's your kids while you're getting digged down? Like, you cannot win for losing. So, like, you do what you feel is best.
So, I've told you before, just turn the comments off.
Don't ever go back and look at the comments.
I don't. I feel like that's the best thing to do, so you don't even care.
Well, if you start looking at everybody's comments, then it makes you start thinking.
It gets in your head.
Yeah, it's like, okay, maybe I shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
But they're going to fucking look anyway. I mean, even as ex-girlfriends, y'all probably have been exes to somebody. But when you've blocked somebody in a relationship before, how many times you unblock that motherfucker to go look and see what he's posting? Yeah, exactly. You turn your head away on the microphone. So it's the same thing with that, with comments and stuff. Like, even though you know you're going to see something that's hurtful, you're going to go look.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, I mean, who gives a shit about your haters?
I don't think I would turn them off.
Well, your notifications is what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
well, yeah, definitely. No.
Yeah,
but, like, you know how some
shit.
People turn off the actual comments? And I'm like, I wouldn't do that because some of the shit that you talk about is going to open up so much, like, so many doors for conversation in the comments, and you don't know who might.
I really hate when people turn off where you can't do it and stitch them.
Oh, me too.
Because there's like two or three midgets on there that I want to make videos with so bad. And I know that if this one little midget girl would just see me one time, it's over with. I'm having midget sex.
I need
I
to
think
see
so.
Her. Do you know the name?
I don't know. I don't know.
If I typed in midget, do you think it pulled
I
up?
Like the girl named Tabby Kaufman on TikTok, and she has like all these followers, and she keeps all of her comments off. But she has something wrong with her. She's really short. Like, she medically, there's something wrong. But she's the cutest little thing, and she can dance, and she's like a dance instructor. But she keeps all of her comments off on every single one of her videos.
I get it. Probably don't want to hear a bunch of stupid shit.
Tabby Kaufman. T-A-B-B-I.
I know the midget that you were talking about.
I don't know. No, there's like five or six midgets on my thing.
I'm not on the midget side of TikTok.
I need
what
to be on
wrong with
I'm unfortunately on the midget side of TikTok. There's a lot of TikToks.
I think if you go search midget, though, and like a midget video,
you're
it'll start pulling
get,
up.
You're probably
going to
get banned just for typing in midget.
No, I don't
like, I had this whole thing written out one time. I really just wanted to tell this hot little midget that I wanted to put her in my pocket and take her home. And it was going to be me holding like this little, what looked like a G.I. Joe doll.
You was going to duet it and do
I was going to do it. I was going to put the G.I. Joe doll in my back pocket. And it was just going to be like, I'd love to take you home sometime. And
oh my god,
you couldn't do it. And then there was another one. She wasn't as hot. She wouldn't have got me in midget trouble. That's just a little bit of trouble. How the fuck did we get on midgets?
I don't know. This is so interesting.
This is a
though.
Random one today.
This is definitely like we're going nowhere.
I really feel
in
like we was on kids, and then we was like, fuck these kids. Fuck these kids, and then we're on to whatever.
It's like there's only so much you can think. Like, say, I mean, I was going to play who has the biggest asshole kid, but we're not talking about our kids.
No, we can talk about that because mine wins that one.
Mine definitely wins that one.
My fucking kid told Holly she had a big goddamn forehead.
Yeah, but can we piss break?
Yes, thank you.
Break?
I have to pee pee.
We'll be right back with who's got the biggest asshole kid.
She's going to throw up.
We're back from a buzz break, and you're a goddamn lie about you'll be holding her hair.
You better hold my hair.
She won't
bitch.
Be here. She's true. Dipping out soon as
I have to dip out
not.
As soon as we get done.
So you're not. So you lied.
See, I told you.
So you lied to me.
If you throw up 5 seconds after it's over, I got you.
Josh, you gonna hold my hair?
I always
probably
make
not.
Myself throw up. Because
what,
the room's spinning.
That's
and
what Sean does. It's the
I can't
weirdest
handle.
Shit. Anytime he feels drunk, he's like, all right, I'm gonna go throw up. And I'm like, you gotta throw up? He said, no, I'm gonna make myself. Yep. And he literally would shove his hand down his throat.
No.
That's what I do.
If I'm that drunk,
I'm going to sleep.
I can't go to sleep, though. The room's spinning. I cannot
close
lay
your
down.
Eyes.
That makes it worse. That makes it worse.
I swear it's going to sound stupid. You got to close one eye and leave the other one open until you just pass out.
I'm going to have to try that tonight, apparently, because
you
have
off.
Steered me in the wrong direction.
You'll do it every time.
This is the second time that you set me up for failure today.
I
wasn't wearing black.
With the outfit.
Yeah,
first time with
the fucking outfit.
I'm just saying, y'all might thought it was a failure, our photographer not showing up, but I still get to sit here and look at this. I'm okay with it.
Well,
I don't think it's a failure.
I would have much rather in my blue jeans.
You made
shorts.
Me put makeup on, and I didn't even want to put makeup on.
Oh,
but
God,
you look good, though.
You had to put makeup on.
I did
take a hot-ass selfie.
Speaking yep. of, we got to take a selfie before
yeah, we
I
do.
Go.
We do.
Say, well, since our photographer fucked us, then...
well, I hope she listens to this.
Then, cannot turn it up while guys are there kissing your ass on whatever?
Ooh, is that a sex video? Let
he
me
see. He said you're the
yeah.
most beautiful creature at his neck.
Ooh, is that on OF? I don't get videos like that.
What are you doing?
It's not.
Are you? Does that turn you on?
Oh, I was getting jealous. I was like, I don't get videos like that.
That looks like the educated version of me.
Yeah.
He looks just like my baby daddy.
Oh, really?
My girl's dad.
He's ugly as fuck.
Thanks, Holly, for not having a microphone and just chiming the fuck in.
Here, say it on.
No,
he's ugly as fuck.
You didn't.
I don't think he is.
Goddamn holler. You like that?
What did he
oh,
say?
Oh, yeah, I could have
He's not.
I could have definitely hit it.
What was, he's not.
What are you going?
We have
Holly,
different
put
tastes.
The,
stop
Holly,
with the inside.
Put the fucking mic in
also
front of you.
Also, stop with the inside joke bullshit.
Yeah.
I need details.
We have
ugly
different
as fuck.
Different tastes in men.
We have very different
Every
tastes in men.
Every friend does.
But yeah. She looks like she likes fucking 12-year-olds just like
that.
I
didn't think
I do not.
Ugly.
I like daddies.
You got fucking
you like
I
daddies,
like
but you know like the
37-year-old
we were talking about earlier?
No, it's not. Okay, it's not that I don't like him. He just gives me weird vibes.
This one?
No.
I'll show you who she's talking
about.
Just
being older
no, she's not.
No, but
no,
for real, I like daddies. Like 27-year-old with
this
like a kid or two.
This is the 37-year-old.
That's
you
the
like
one you just showed me? He's cute.
That's the
37-year-old
that she
That's
doesn't
That's not
like.
A fucking daddy.
You think he's ugly?
That
what
is
I mean.
A fucking baby daddy.
Yeah,
that is not a daddy.
That's what I mean, a baby daddy. I like baby daddies.
God, you're trash.
So those are the ones that are the ex-drug addicts.
You better go. Exactly. That pisses men off.
I don't know. Okay,
like he don't look like an ex-drug addict who Kylie just showed me, but like a 20, you said a 27-year-old baby daddy? That sounds
like
a drug
addict.
Let me show
you.
No, that's exactly
what it is. I like the dad bods and the baby daddies.
A 37-year-old baby daddy sounds like a daddy.
This boy right here,
20, yeah.
He's got a kid and he's 6 and he's 27 and I just had to cut him off because I was getting too attached to him. And I was like, look, it's not it. Like,
I'll guarantee he looks like he sold drugs in high school.
I'm so excited to see
this. This pisses me off worse than anything in the world when it comes to women.
Are you ready for
Let's
it?
Let's do a pass around.
I bet he does. He sold drugs in high school.
On a scale of 0 to 10.
Okay, let me find the picture.
How drug head does he look? Is that
are we talking about? Are we?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, this one is a good country boy. This one's a good one.
Yeah, and he's not.
Is his truck squatted?
It is not. I don't like that.
I mean,
I don't like that.
Dumbest shit I've ever seen.
Okay,
that is definitely
not what
I pictured.
He does not look like a drug
head. I saw it from here.
That's what I like.
He looks like a daddy.
That's what I love.
You got it on that one.
No, okay.
That's my type of daddy. That's what I mean.
I thought he was going to have
a fitted cap
on.
But those type of men.
Need some facial hair.
Those type of men only want you for your pussy. I like grown-ass men who take care of their kids, who want to get married, who want to have a life together, who have goals and achievements and want to actually get to know me. Like that
you
guy,
also don't want somebody mooching off you either.
No, exactly. That guy came over late at night the other night. We went to go eat at Waffle House. We just sat on the bed, hung out. We didn't kiss. We didn't fuck. We didn't talk about it. We didn't do none of that. Then the next night, I went to his house, hung out with him and his kid, and just hung out. We still haven't kissed. We still haven't talked about none of that.
That might be your future husband.
You also said Josh was my future husband.
Well, it's
There's
one
not
of the
a
two.
Goddamn
it's one
chance.
Of the two.
It ain't me.
I was just talking shit. I was drunk as hell that night, but tonight I'm clear-headed
That's all
a little bit, maybe,
weeks, so.
And it could be. Who knows?
But the guy with the Snapchat, that sent the Snapchat, he has a kid. He's younger than me. He is so sweet and innocent.
That guy's younger than you?
Yes.
Oh, fuck, I thought he was older than me.
Rare.
No, and...
Do not fucking tell her she can be a cougar.
I feel like he's
You
a
can
lot
be
of,
a cougar. You
for
can
sure.
definitely be a cougar.
I feel like it's a lot of talk. From him. And
really?
I feel like he's wanting to move a little bit faster than what I
yes.
want to move, especially with what I have going on. But I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I will go out to eat with him,
yes.
like, on a date.
You're not going
to
prejudge.
Yeah.
Why aren't
exactly.
you just whoring right now?
Because it's not me. As much as I talk about it and whatever, it's not me. I want to get married. I'm a wifey. Like, my ex-husband...
Wifey type.
My ex-husband came home to a hot meal coming out the oven. The next day, like, the
I
next morning...
I still don't believe that
about you. She's
a better wife morning,
than
the
I
towel,
am.
The
What's
washcloth,
that? Cardi
his work
Lyric?
Clothes.
I don't,
all he had to do was press start on the coffee pot. The lunch was made.
But let
no,
me tell you...
I still don't believe
spring.
It. I'm not saying you're lying. I just don't
believe
it.
No, I believe it.
It's a kink for me to take care of a man.
Ooh.
Not like... Not in, you know, financially or whatever, but he was paying the bills. Like, I paid my cell phone bill, and that was it.
So you'd be, like, in cute-ass, like, lingerie when he come home, like,
Well, no, baby,
ready.
Because we got four youngins that was running around.
Well, if they was with the other one.
Yeah, if they was with the other one, then yeah.
You'd be like, okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Making content
I'm
on the counter.
Fuck whenever, however you want, and I'm going
to
take care of
We're back to OnlyFans.
Look.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
To keep a man happy, you got to keep his belly full and his balls empty.
This is very, very fucking true.
Yes. This is,
we really don't give a shit about much else.
Mm-hmm. Me and Sean, we'll get in these conversations. I'm like, babe, what's my love language? And he'll tell me, and I'm like, I know what yours is. And I'm like, fucking physical touch and acts of service, meaning cooking.
Yep.
So food and pussy.
Yep.
That's it. And it ain't even got to be like intimate pussy. Like, it's just like suck my dick and then stick it in and we're good to go. And then
I'm
you have the female.
So fucking different.
And then you have the female over here that's like,
how am I
touch
the fucking
me.
Girl
like,
of this
more
group?
Foreplay, bitch. Like that's
I'm
me.
The fucking girl of this group.
Oh,
and it's
really?
So fucking weird.
Yeah, so
I like
okay,
I like I like the fucking passion and romance. Like
Sean, are you listening?
I like the fucking passion and romance. That's what turns me on with somebody. I don't care how good you fucking this is about to be a lie that about came out of my mouth. I was about to say I don't care how good the foreplay is. That it really doesn't matter. Foreplay really does turn me. I would rather fuck with somebody who likes to play around beforehand than just get to it. That's what gets me going. But I also like fucking passion. I can make out with you.
I don't.
You don't like passion?
Really? Oh, my God, I love
it. I'm telling you, passion will make me fucking put in work. But if it's just like there's nothing there,
yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm fixing to just do what I got to do. Then
I'm about to fuck myself, so you can just
Just go home.
That's, I like being taken to Pound Town every single fucking time. But you're also talking to somebody that likes for a man to spit in her mouth and slap her in the face.
You're very slutty.
Yeah.
Very
in
slutty.
In the bed, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely not in the street at all. I've never seen you do anything.
I like both, but there's got to be like a balance, I think. Like, we can't do rough, like, quick sex every time. Like,
agreed.
I need some, like, I love you shit, like, rubbing all over me, like, caressing my body, making me feel like you love my body. Not just, like, stick it in, we're good, I'm done. Like, spit on it and stick it in. Like,
I don't know.
It has to be a good balance. Like, it has to be, or I'm out. Like, if, and I feel like that's
either way, I'm
key
out.
Key in a relationship too. Like, if I don't have, if the sex is bad, I'm gone.
Me too.
If you don't look good, I'm gone.
Agreed.
If you don't, like, I have to be physically attracted to you. I have
well,
to
that's
be
the first thing.
Emotionally
people are always
attracted
like,
to you.
That's
like,
shallow.
That is
you
shallow.
That's the first thing that you notice about someone.
Okay,
is their
but how
looks.
Many?
It's
how
not
many women?
Shallow.
How many women though have you seen? That ends up marrying an ugly guy or dating an ugly guy. And that bitch is the happiest person on the planet. Because once
everybody's idea of attractive is different, though.
Yeah, but you realize, like,
so, like, my idea
fade,
of what's attractive, like, we just talked about this. So, as long as I find you, like, I have to look at you and be like, man.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck
good.
If she doesn't think
I have
he looks
to be able
good,
to, like, lay
I think
down
he looks
with
good.
You. Yeah,
he's
I have
good
to
enough
have
and he's sweet to me.
Feel
what my
fulfilled.
Opinion, well, my opinion. I don't. She shouldn't give a fuck about my opinion.
I don't.
And I'm glad
she
don't.
She probably doesn't.
No, she doesn't. I know she doesn't, and I'm glad.
Because at the end of the day, I'm going to be the one that's talking to him. I'm going to be the one that's hanging out with him.
And she, like, me saying, like, he looks, I don't like the way he looks, that's not going to make her hate me.
No.
Or, like, mad at me.
No, because
like
I don't
you said, the opinion's different.
Yeah, every, I feel like I don't think I have anybody in my life that I'm exactly like them. Like, even Sean, like, me and Sean are polar opposites.
It would fucking
like,
suck if any of us did.
Yeah. It would be boring
It'd
as
be
fuck.
Extremely
if we were
boring.
Sitting here having a conversation, we were all like, yep, agree. Yep, agree. Nobody would listen to this shit.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. See, I've dated, like, which you've been married. You're married now. So y'all been with the person you've been with for a long time. I've been with people for a long time. And let me tell you, I would much rather have somebody that I was with because of their personality. And because of how they acted and us just getting along outside of appearance, I feel like appearance is, it kind of comes in second. When you actually really care about somebody, you shouldn't really give a fuck about their
appearance. No, but it is the first thing.
It's the first thing that attracts you. But if it falls off, if they fall off, like, if they let themselves go a little bit, it's going to be fine because I already care about them as the person.
But
and
I
love
bet,
them
but
as
you
a person.
Still you have to still care about that, though, right? Like, me and Sean are going through that right now. So when we met in the gym. We were, like, fit as fuck. Like, Sean had abs. Like, I didn't have this fucking fupa that I'm trying to get rid of.
Okay.
And, like, now we're at the point where we both see. We're, like, we've kind of let ourselves, you know, like, let's get active again. Not just for us. I mean, it's going to help for us, but, like, for our kids, too. Because I'm, like, I'm losing my breath playing fucking tag with my 4-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, that's a problem. Like, we need to make sure that we're able to be active with our kids.
Yeah, I just, I don't know.
Also, I feel better in bed when I'm working out. Even if I ain't getting skinnier, me working out makes me feel, like, more confident in the bed.
Yeah.
Cause you know those memes where it's like, work out one time and then go to the mirror and you're like, damn.
Yeah, but let me go ahead and
like,
tell
that's
you.
Me.
I don't care what you say about that one. I know some big girls that will fucking put it upon you.
Hey, I didn't say you.
It's all about how they think.
I didn't say if you were fat that you couldn't sling the
them
pussy.
Girl,
like,
them big girls might be confident.
Over 200 pounds and sling that shit. Like, but I just think, I don't think that matters. That's not what we're saying here, Josh.
I know what you mean.
But
you just feel
like,
better about yourself.
If, like, physical attraction was the first thing that brought you to something, which we all know that's what it is, like, you see them first. Like, it's important to kind of maintain. You ain't got to be, like, six-pack abs, but, like, try. Just try.
Yeah, I'm completely against it. Of course, I'm probably the one that likes to get fat and lazy in the relationship, to be honest. I don't know. I don't even know how the fuck we got there.
Just, like, how do we get on the midgets? It just fucking happened.
I like just when shit just happens, though.
This podcast is going to be a little bit for everybody. There's something for
There's
everybody
nothing,
on this podcast.
Yeah. This is just the weekly occurrence. Well, the thing was, with this episode anyway, is I just wanted you two to be able to see if y'all could go back and forth. Y'all are doing good at it because, like I've told everybody, I guess I can say it now, is I want to produce a show with you two. Me not a part of it, just doing the editing, the rest of the shit, and y'all be y'all show. That's why some of these shows that we do coming up, going back and forth, I'm probably not going to talk that much. Like, it's really just to kind of direct it, lead it on. That way y'all don't get off on too much crazy shit, because there's a really good chance.
If you had not tuned in by now, there's no telling where me and Kylie would be in conversation.
No. It's so I'm scared for the listener.
Don't be scared.
What y'all two were actually going to talk about. But I think...
We say what other people are scared to say, and that's why they listen.
Are. That's why I wanted to start off with kids.
But they're still,
like,
different. Like, I love the fact, like, just sitting here talking with you, which this is only the second time I've met Kylie, by the way, for anybody listening. But the fact that we were able to sit here and go back, like, even something like our kids, like, you can tell we think differently about that. Mm-hmm. But we were also able to have a conversation
about it.
I don't know. It's just good vibes.
You don't want to have two people on something that argue.
Yeah.
You want to have them debating. There's a big difference in arguing and debating.
Or just stating her opinion, like she said her opinion, and I don't judge her for it.
We both don't give a fuck. That's important.
Yeah. Well, that's why, like, I wanted to start it off with kids, because I kind of could tell that y'all two were polar opposite on it. And that's why I thought it'd be a good subject to be like, okay, they don't think the same on this. Let's see how they acted. And they all acted good. Y'all fucking...
We didn't get ratchet, folks.
I want y'all to sometimes, though. Like, I want y'all to get fucking
I don't know what
ruthless.
Topic would make me ratchet, though. I can't...
Oh, let's see. What topic would
what's
you
it called?
Both
fucking,
full trashy?
What's the show with fucking Steve Harvey?
Family Feud?
Family Feud, yeah. Like, what topic would make us get ratchet? Go.
You don't like politics.
I don't, but I mean, I'll get ratchet over pro-choice.
I told you I don't do that.
I'll get ratchet over the divorce.
I like politics, but I don't, not to the point where I argue with people about it. I'm just like, hey, I get it. Like, if we all see different, that's cool.
I like to argue.
But pro-choice,
I don't.
I think I'm the same way with that too. I'm like, look, I'm gonna do what I want with my baby. You do what you want with your baby. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. Like, I control me. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all I can do.
My body, my choice.
Your body, your choice.
Yeah. I used to be pro-life.
That's that live I did on Facebook today. I was talking about, like, stop judging people, like, for what they did 6 months ago, 2 months ago. I'm like, people fucking change.
For what they do regardless.
Yeah.
Like it
it's
doesn't
so
have
annoying.
Any effect on your life.
Like,
so
stop forming
a fucking matter.
Yeah, stop forming an opinion on someone.
I don't give a fuck
experience.
What you do. As long as it doesn't affect me or my children, I could really give a fuck about what you got going on in your life. Like, I'll be here for you. I'll whatever.
I was like, I'm a girl's girl. I'm gonna support any bitch. Like, I'm here.
But I could give two shits less about what you do. You know, that's your decision. You
do
what
you
is best
to,
for
yeah,
you.
You don't have to answer.
You
to
do
that.
You,
because
I'm
gonna
do me.
Yeah.
Period.
Well, that's how it's supposed to
you
be.
You only
like,
answer
it's not
for
a
what
world.
You do, not for anybody else does. I feel like our job is to, like, love people, and that's it. I just love everybody. I love you all. Like, I don't care.
It's easier said
than done.
That's
my motto. Like, love people and, like, don't judge and just love people. And then I'm going to be good.
Yeah, there ain't much I'll get ratchet on. But I will on that. Especially because of what I've been, like, just went through. So.
Oh, yeah.
I told
you. Yeah, I'll get ratchet.
There's certain things that. And
that's why we just don't talk about it.
That's why she keeps looking at me.
That's why I called you. I called you and I was like, I hate to tell you this and I know you're going to hate it. But this is what I'm going to do if I got to do it.
Luckily, you didn't get put in the position where you had to make that decision. But hey, it's your fucking body. I really don't care. Just don't tell me what to do with me and mine. That's the thing. Like,
don't tell him what to do with him and Pedro.
That's right.
Pro choice.
Of course. All jokes later. I hope. Never mind.
Was that what we were going to? Because
Pedro in Virginia.
Please don't
me
fucking.
Virginia.
Do you know how many goddamn screenshots I have got of fucking, I swear.
No.
There's been at least 10 of them, people sending me that song, screenshotted, and it's like, meet Virginia. I fucking hate you.
Oh, that's funny.
It's not. It is. Because you don't understand. I love that song.
I love, though, that that's like an inside joke.
You love
now.
Virginia
like, now,
too?
Anytime we podcast.
I've never got Virginia.
Virginia's
never had
Virginia.
Not Kylie's Virginia, just any Virginia.
I get a lot of Virginia. I need to get some Virginia to this evening. What time is this episode coming out? 8:30?
Ooh.
Probably about 9.
So I'm definitely going home then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely gonna be you. You're married.
No, I mean, like, I'm not trying to stage your house while you're getting Virginia.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what the studio's
Can we stop
for.
Calling everyone's vagina Virginia?
It's like,
that is just mine. I'm trademarking it, bitch.
I was about to say, you better patent that shit, trademark it.
Well, we'll just call everybody
I'm
else's
sleeping
West
here
Virginia
at
then.
The on
okay.
the couch.
So everybody
I'm,
else has got West Virginia pussy. All
right, that's fine.
Do what now?
I'm sleeping the original. Here.
That's fine. Okay. Actually, I like fucking studio better.
Well, then I'm sleeping at your house. Whatever.
We're just going
to sleep. We don't have to go into detail.
Tell this girl where she goes to sleep at so she ain't got to hear you clapping cheeks.
Somewhere that she don't have to hear me clapping cheeks.
Who are you clapping cheeks with?
I don't know yet. It's still early.
Hey,
I go on TikTok.
He's like, my options are
open. Did you just say you got
on TikTok?
I said I'll go on TikTok in a little bit. It won't take about 30 minutes. The women are thirsty.
You be clapping cheeks from TikTok?
Do I?
They might as well call it the Nashville bitch.
They might as well call it TikTok.
The Nashville bitch.
What Nashville bitch?
Wasn't it Nashville where she came and she got super nasty and then left?
What? Here?
Not with me. That was with somebody else. That's the story we were telling with someone else.
I don't remember.
You're right. You very much misremembered on that one. You just be trying to fucking trip me up, bro.
How am I trying to trip you up?
Yeah, because all these women I don't be telling people, like, I be clapping cheeks out of town to. And then you be like, hey, by the way, Texas, Nashville.
Your new thing is, bruh.
That's because there's a guy coming on the show tomorrow, and I got to talk to him earlier. And he took me back to my high school days of us talking. One of my favorite things when I was growing up is I played defense. So I always got to go to football camps with majority African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, like, I love, like, some things that, like, everybody says, like, you're invited to the barbecue and shit or whatever.
I love that.
Like, I love these guys. And I don't get to see them anymore. Like, these are all my.
There's somebody I want to do an episode with, and I'm about to message her right now.
Messenger. And anyway, this guy that's doing the show tomorrow, he's that way. And just me and him talking earlier today, I felt like my hood came out a little bit. And
your hood came out a little
bit. I'm hood. I'm ghetto. I got some ghetto in me. I got
sweet.
Some
let's listen to some trap music after this. Like, I love country
there's
and
probably
stuff, but, like,
not a good chance
I'm trying
of
to
that.
Twerk this ass, Josh, and, like, I can't twerk my ass to fucking Morgan Wallen and Tyler Childers.
You don't need to be twerking your ass here. No way without Sean here.
If I'm making content, I do need to twerk
you,
this
you
ass.
Go
in
ahead.
That,
and I already told Sean I was probably
take that ring light.
I want to know, when it comes to a female, what will you do? First off,
hell.
Oh, I'm here for this. Oh, I heard the first part of that sentence.
Hold on, please.
Let me make
a
drink.
You showed me some of your videos, but please tell Holly, who ain't never used toys a day in her life, that she is missing the fuck out.
So I will say this. If I was not married and I did not have kids, I'd be full-blown lesbian, bro. Like, it's just the... I mean,
it is the way to go.
Do with it, but she won't even use a toy on herself.
So
by herself.
This is why I tell my little sister
she won't use a toy on herself by her fucking self.
There's nothing like you can't fuck you like you fuck you. Nobody can fuck you like you fuck you. That's what Kylie said. But you also need to go be with a woman, bro.
No.
Yes.
No.
You can say all you want until you.
I would never be with a woman. Like, I'm not eating.
No, not like BB, but
I'm not eating no pussy.
No, not.
But I'll get my pussy ate, and I'll
get a pillow princess
with a strap on. Yes, I'll be a pillow princess for sure.
I will be no pillow princess, and you are not touching me like that. No, ma'am.
Women know.
I'll break my fingers.
She won't even make out with me for the OnlyFans.
Nope.
So, like,
so that's why I was asking.
She just hasn't drank enough yet.
That's
no,
why I was asking.
That's what every white bitch says until she
I
gets
just
one
say
good
just
buzz.
Try it. Like, my little sister, like, I told her that she's 18 or 19, and she had come to me about, you know, like that, like wanting to do things with women. And I was like, bitch, you need to do it now before you're married. Because I didn't have my first, like, lesbian, and I say that with quotes, lesbian encounter until I was married. And I literally, like, had it. I went back home. I told Sean, because I tell Sean everything. I was like, babe, I did something tonight, you know? And he was like, I know what you did. Y'all fucked around, didn't you? And I was like, how'd you know? And he was like,
so
y'all
played
too much. Y'all just made out, hands in the pants. Like, just, we didn't, like, go down. It was just in the back seat of a car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it wasn't, but that, like, I told Sean, I was like, what if I did it again? And he was like, so you want to do it again? I was like, low-key, kind of. Like, I still love you. Like, I still won't dig.
Yeah.
But that's fun.
So, like, do you think you're bi?
Probably. Absolutely. Yeah.
100%. Most women are.
Yeah.
Well, you heard it here first.
But I'm a pillow princess, though. Like, I'm
she
not
she just came out.
She came out the closet.
Y'all keep this talking.
And
I'm
she's still
to come
going to heaven, bitches.
Hit her up. So, what'd you do with threesome with Sean?
We tried that. We
girl,
tried
I can't.
That and it didn't.
I'll
it
fight
didn't. Yeah, it didn't. So before we even like got to like me and her were like just making out in front of Sean, and then
did he like that?
He don't even remember. He don't remember any of this. But I was enjoying it. And then, like, when we were sitting there, we got to talking about, like, what we were going to do, what was off limit, you know, just setting boundaries. I already, like, could feel my, like, heart pounding. Yeah. Like, I was getting pissed. And I was like,
I would not want no.
I was like, no. I said, I don't think. I was like, I don't think I.
If I was to do that, it'd have to be with a man that I don't give a fuck about.
It had to be a
about.
Stranger, somebody I don't even know. I don't like I met
never,
at the bar.
I'm never gonna see him again.
Yes, yeah. Somebody I met at the bar, and this was a girlfriend. Yeah. And she's still my friend.
So you don't do threesomes, Kylie?
No.
I've had a weird amount of them.
Really?
I've had a weird amount of
like two guys and a girl.
No, always. I've never done two guys.
You wouldn't?
No.
Why?
I
wouldn't.
I like. Either. I'm very dominant.
Really? See, that's what I fantasize about.
I mean, yeah. I do too, but I couldn't do it because, like, I take pride in, like, you know, like, in sucking dick, and I feel like if one guy's fucking.
Why did you make the motion and then say it?
This is.
I got to make sure everybody knows.
Yeah.
That's well, because
I feel like if I'm sucking dick while getting fucked, like homeboy's not getting.
The full
blowjob
like
that I can get.
Like, I can't do 69 because I can't concentrate
enough.
Like, I'm like, I suck better dick when it's just a, like, undivided attention to the dick. Because if there's anything else going on, I can't.
It's very confusing. I'll put it that way. I don't know. Like, I've probably had close to 10 of them. And
God dang, Josh Terry.
I like, women like me when they're drinking. Women like me when they're drinking. And
on that shit. But I can attest to that.
I'm always the guy that, like, I'm just straight up telling you, like, I'm not going to date you, though. Like, I don't want to date or whatever. And most women that I meet at bars and shit that are cool as fuck, they're like, well, fine then. If we're not dating, let's just fuck around. And then their friend usually is like, hey, I ain't got shit to do. It's always fun, but complicated. Very complicated.
I can't remember life before. Like, I say that all the time. I'm like, I couldn't date today. Like, it was 8 years ago when I was dating. Like, I could not date today.
Dating sucks.
She was so young, too.
I was 17.
Yeah.
And Sean was 25. Like, I was a baby. He robbed the cradle.
He
and
definitely
it's fine.
Did.
And it's fucking fine because I'm so happy. But it, yeah. Like, I have girlfriends who are single. Like, And
you hear the horror stories from them.
I get to hear it, and I'm
like, holy fuck, I want none of
it. I don't get it.
I imagine you get some good ones from some of your friends that I know.
I don't. Well, just, yeah, okay. Yeah, just hanging out with my single friends is just a bit much. I'm always the one that goes home early, for sure. Because I'm like, I'm ready to go home and, like, lay down with my husband. Because y'all crazy.
And I'm always raging.
Until about 10:30, and then you're done. Every time she drinks around me, she's done.
Oh, no. Every time
she just, it's like a light switch goes off at some point.
I get scared going out, like, and hanging out with single people because
I think I was just married for so long.
I don't know. I didn't do things like that. Like, things are just, 8 years doesn't seem like a long time, but shit's changed. Like, it's just, I don't know.
No, it's definitely weird.
I got out of high school and dated somebody for 5 years who was substantially older than me. And then as soon as I got out of a relationship with him, like, I hadn't even moved out of this man's house yet. And I'm already dating my ex-husband, my, you know, now ex-husband. And I got married to him, and I was with him for 6 years. So I didn't get a chance to, like, hoe out. Like, I hoed a little bit in high school. But once I broke up with my ex-husband or we got divorced or whatever, yeah, I hoed out, like, a little bit.
That's why I tell all single people to do it, though. Like, get that shit out of the way.
It's fun.
Like, I get in my moods where, like, sometimes I want to hoe out and, like, because I do have a men mentality. Like, you can come over and fuck me, but I want you to leave. And
I want to cuddle.
No, I don't want that.
Even if we're just friends with benefits, at least cuddle me.
Most of the time, I want
at
you to
least
leave.
If I go out with if I go on a date with a guy and I genuinely like him, I will not invite him into my home to, like, do none of that. But if I don't fuck with you and I'm just horny, I'll let you come in, fuck me, but then you got to go.
Do you like,
I know
the door,
it's like,
is over
backwards.
There.
I know it's
no,
ass
it's
backwards.
Not. That's actually another thing we agree on. There's, like, when I've been out on dates, if I ask you to actually go out on a date and spend time with you and shit, I really don't want you to put out. Like, I really don't want you to put out. I don't want you to act like you're going to put out.
I care about you more than that.
Yeah, like, but if you're not that and we're both kind of in the same boat, it's like, look, this is what this is. Oh, yeah, bang me, go to fuck home. If you need Uber, I got you.
Uh-huh.
Do not stay and cuddle. I'm not fixing the. Usually my line is, oh, boy, I am sure tired.
What's your line, Kylie? Get the fuck out, bitch.
Yeah.
It's time to go. The door's that way.
For any woman that hears this, if I ever said I'm tired,
here's
time for you to go.
Here's your clothes. Here's your clothes. Be careful getting home. Let me know when you get home.
Let me know when you make it. Mm-hmm. You want me to walk you out?
I don't give a fuck if you make it. I mean, I don't want to say that. Hold on. I don't mean it like that. I don't mean it like that.
She like, all right, look.
But like, you don't even got to text me. Let me know that you made it, you know, because I don't have no use for you from there on out. But I do care about you enough that I don't want you to wreck.
I'm so bad about
that. I care about the way you home, enough to want the dip again, but like anything but outside no. of that.
I don't want them to want it again because then they text you and call you all the time.
Damn, so you like one night stands. Like you like just hooking up with somebody.
Unless it is like, I actually see like commitment going to be there, feelings or whatever. Like we hit it off. I really probably don't want to see you again. Like if you were easy enough to where I didn't have to take you out. We didn't have to do anything.
Oh, you're talking about people that you didn't have to take out?
Yeah, like somebody just come over.
Oh, well, I'm saying even people that I go on a date with.
The what?
He's like what? Even if someone takes me out on a date and I'm not feeling him after the date, I'll still invite him in to fuck. But then he's got to go.
No, you're
but
just
if we
whore.
Go on a date... If we this go on a date and I like you, then you're going to drop me off at home. And you're going to go home, and then we'll text in the morning. I better get a good morning text.
If you just coming over to get me off, then I promise you, like, I would never have took you to dinner.
But if you took someone to dinner, then, like, you don't want to bring them home.
I don't want to bring them home.
Yeah. Unless you don't want anything to do with
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you're definitely, I guess.
Well, no, like, I won't. Like, I'm a whore.
So let's say you go to dinner with someone and you don't like them. You don't like their vibes. But you would still fuck them. Would you not fuck them or would you just...
No, because if they went to dinner with me, I think if I slept with them, then they would think that... Because y'all's heads are fucked up.
They're
they would
special.
Think that I want more.
Yeah, I feel like this is getting too deep
I don't
for me.
Like... I don't like leading people on.
Brooklyn's like, I'm a head out.
I'm lost now. I'm like, I'm this is getting way too deep for
me. No, like, I don't like lead people on. I like people to know their fucking
like
lane
fuck.
And stay in it.
We can say that.
Yeah. If you want
to
just fuck, then let's just
we
fuck,
all like
get
to
it
have
over
a good
with,
time.
Send each other on our way. But if you're trying to, like, date or something, then let's fucking act like it.
Like, what does acting like it mean?
Like, actually getting to know fucking each other. Like, getting to know each other, spending time together, and not being physical right off the bat. And,
did you and Sean fuck on the first night y'all hung out?
Me and Sean kept our relationship a secret.
Yeah,
like,
I'm sure y'all did because you were 17 and he was
25. Hell yeah. Sean's the one that was interested first. He was like, I want to bring
How'd
you home.
How'd y'all meet?
At the gym. I was getting ready for basic training, like for boot camp. Yep. I didn't even like Sean at first, though.
So you were in the military, too?
Not yet. I was getting ready. But then I joined. He left me after I joined. I joined. He was like, I don't want a life like that.
How long were you in there?
Almost 3 years. Almost 3 or 4 years, yeah.
Really?
Paige was too.
Oh, no.
Were you really?
Paige.
Oh, you're not Paige.
Oh, no, baby.
Oh, fuck.
You just fucked up. You need to, like, put the drink down a little bit. Because
you're not Paige.
I'm a shout out to Outdoor Country Co.
Outdoor Country Co.
Fuck you.
Woo. I saw your forehead and thought about her cleavage.
I might ever come back up here now because
I don't fucking blame you.
That's kind of insulting. Shit.
We he lost was, so serious. We, too. He was like, "Where are you?" Bye.
Oh my god!
We
I
was
hate
all
you
just sitting
bitches.
Here like.
No, I'm just sitting there looking. My brain
was like, "Were
like,
you really?" And I was like, "Hold on."
That
like,
just
what?
Shows how much I fucking pay attention to some shit. Holy. I'm a bad
We
person.
Lost you for a minute there. I was like, where did he go?
You
where
sure did. No, you sure didn't pay about... attention. You didn't even want to go dirt ride dirt roads with us. All you wanted to do
that
is
shit pissed
I
me
sent
off.
You what that
I
was
know,
about.
I know now.
That was not
I
about
know
that.
Now, but I need
promise,
you to
I
know that
you.
Shit pissed me the fuck off.
It also pissed me the fuck off and you wouldn't quit drinking at lunch and go ride with us because your ass had to go take a nap.
No, we
but it don't
didn't
matter.
Sleep, though.
But it don't matter.
We didn't sleep.
Shit me, bitch. Now for the count.
Yeah, I'm talking about the night before.
Nobody told
we
y'all stay
sleep.
Up all fucking night when you knew you had to come
what
do this next
day. What did we do the night
day?
Before?
Probably dicks.
Probably
no,
dicks.
No, we didn't. I have not had sex since Cody. That's been a month.
I've
no
had
wonder,
sex.
No
I've
wonder
had
you was
sex.
Telling her to stay away from me the other night. You was making sure that any dick here that you could get wasn't covered. And whatever accident might happen, it was like, hey, look, Josh might get so drunk later. He fucks me. He might. And he's like,
I have learned by now that you are not going to touch me with a 10-foot pole.
I'm not. It's not that I'm not attracted to you. It's just I know what comes with it.
What comes with it?
A lot of goddamn issues.
Like what?
Oh, no. Me and you, me and you, it would be so bad. It wouldn't end well.
The sex?
Yes.
The sex would be
bad. Okay, let's put it like, even if it was bad. Like,
yeah,
not,
I do too.
Not, okay, hold on. Let's just say this. You thinking that is even more reason for me not to, because then I got to hear you talk the immortal pile of shit that no. you talk. If like I
hate to tell y'all this, but if me and Josh were to ever have sex, none of y'all would fucking know anything.
Now everybody thinks that we're fucking.
No, I don't.
They don't.
I don't think y'all would be able to even act the same if y'all ever.
I do.
No, I do. I don't.
I don't think we would.
Watch, because I have a men mentality
if
about it.
You like, think that until you have sex with Josh. I feel like it would. I don't know. I'm calling it. I feel like one day we're gonna walk in the studio and be like, y'all fucked.
Like y'all are just gonna know.
I'm gonna call
you can
it.
Tell by our reactions.
Yeah. No, I don't think.
What
so.
What if y'all have already fought?
We didn't.
And then y'all just make jokes.
She
about
would
it.
Tell me by now.
How what will if they we know? Have?
How will they know?
Da da da.
Hey, you should have got up in Houston.
Shut the fuck up.
Can we talk? Let's talk about
I
Houston.
I drank a lot in Houston.
Shut the fuck up.
This is insane.
Now, even in Dallas, you said, come cuddle.
That's probably Dallas fucked up in Dallas.
We were fucked up the whole time.
What is it, Ripley's
we
Believe It or Not?
We pulled over multiple times so that I could puke on the side of the interstate.
Oh my God, that does
did
not
we?
Sound like fun.
Oh, it was so much
when
fun.
Did
it's
we
a
do
puke
that?
And rally. You got videos of it out the side of the car.
Oh, I've got videos I've never posted of that. I've never went back
I'm
and looked
like,
at the videos.
Oh my God. Like, finger down my throat. Just, and then
I'll
I think
make
I
sure
looked
send
up
you
and
the
did
new
like
ones.
That or something.
But once again, the stupid bitch, when we left Houston headed to Fort Worth, she was like, we got 5 hour ride. I'm getting fucked up. 1 hour in. 2 hours in. I going to need y'all to pull over. We're going to throw up.
I gotta throw up. You was turning up for that first hour, wasn't you?
She did. She like fucking drank a
that's
whole case
problem.
Of beer in 30
I drank
minutes.
Oh so God. Quick. Yeah, that's my problem.
This June trip is not.
Oh,
I'm not.
Baby,
I'm worried.
You're not prepared.
You are not prepared.
No, you're not because I.
Speaking of June trip again, y'all need to go.
Yeah,
get
tell
those
them about
go
your
buy some raffle tickets.
Get those fucking tickets.
I know you're going to Texas, but we hadn't even sold 100 yet. We're about at 80, what? And we need 500 tickets sold. So
hey, we should do something like the 100th ticket that's purchased.
What are you gonna get?
What are
away?
We at?
A titty pick.
Two titty picks. Three titty picks. Three for one.
I will literally sell 500 tickets tonight. If your titties are involved.
Okay. I will personally send everyone a picture of my titty if you buy a ticket or titties. Hold on.
I'll do
just
it
one.
Too, though. It's going to be, let's all,
I'll do
one.
It. All
right.
Well, all three do it.
Y'all
well,
finna go make me buy
the 100th,
a ticket.
The 100th.
And it's my show.
You know, what happens, is what needs to happen is we need to go take a picture just standing up with our
titty
showing. That way, whoever buys one, he can send it to them.
I literally, this is what's crazy. I can put that on the website to where if somebody goes and buys a ticket, it automatically sends it to them.
Then so on the 100th ticket, you can have it worth like...
No, this is like
anyone.
500
I
fucking
said
people.
Anyone.
Oh, damn, we're sending out titty pics. No, we need to have an incentive to get to 100.
No, we need to get
tickets.
To 500.
Get,
so whoever.
So the 500th person
no.
gets...
Whoever. I mean, I'll do it. It's my titties.
She said I'll do it for
I'll
everybody.
I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it for everybody.
She will take one for the team.
I sure will. So
oh, you know
anybody
what?
Who
you
buys
know
a
what?
Raffle ticket is getting a free pic of my titties.
And Holly Spatex.
Come on down.
Oh, we can do that.
Yeah.
And what are you doing?
For
not
anybody,
shit.
Anybody moving forward?
Kiss my
like,
booty cheek.
I feel like there needs to be an incentive. Or
no,
these
girl. The
be...
incentive is if they want a titty
like,
pick,
we need
they
a number.
Buy a raffle
yeah.
ticket.
We need a goal, though.
Well,
the incentive is the titties. That's
titties.
The incentive.
This is
listen, I got many women that subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Many.
And many of these women want to go on vacation with me. And many of these women like seeing my titties. They like seeing titties, period. Anybody that buys a raffle ticket, y'all going to see my titties. I'm going to take a pic right now and send it to Josh.
We're
going to
make a video. We have to make a video before you leave because this will get the tickets sold.
It's going to be a taken
I'm
down
send
on
this
TikTok.
One out. I'm going to watch, though.
I'll
do it on the 500th person.
No, don't.
So that
just,
gets a
you got to tease anything that you do, like on TikTok. Like the other day, I posted that video that can getting crushed between my, or that can on my ears.
That
and
was
me
so
eating,
funny.
And me eating a taco. That was implying. You can imply stuff. TikTok cannot get you for implying. You have to actually say something. That's why you see so much shit on there that's misspelled. Is because
yeah,
you,
bro, I posted a video about, I was like, when nobody tells you to go number two before you do anal. And I had that clown face where I was like,
That sounds like it took down.
And then they banned it. They took it down. And then I had
Because I said anal.
I said anal. And so then I remade it. And it says when you try the back door for the first time.
Yeah.
But no one told you to go number. And I put two beforehand. And then they let it stay up. So because I said anal.
Yeah.
A lot of mine did because there's one that I made that was like when he sent, when he, hold on. It was like when he asked you to send nudes, but I did in 00DS, and I'm just like, can we just talk? Can we just talk? And then it made that one. It took that one down, even though I spelled it like that. So then I went back and put the camera emoji and the cherry emoji, and it still took that one down. Yeah,
they're touchy.
There's probably a couple accounts on there that I would almost think that. If you have been reported so many times that
there's
as soon as you put something up.
There's a fake account of me with a fake Cash App right now.
Yes.
What?
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
And it's Kylie Strickland 00. And Kylie Strickland
y'all go
zero.
Report Kylie Strickland 00. Go report that account.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
And I feel like they're going to be scamming people out of money because it says banned at 1 million. And then it says Cash App.
Shit.
K-Strick 777. And my Cash App is K-Strick 333.
To make sure they donate to them. That's how you drop it. You got to get donations. Anyway, that's how we're going to end it talking about all of us going to Florida in the next couple of weeks. Remember, buy a Ralph ticket. Now you get a picture of tits and ass. All you got to do is go buy one at RaisingGraceStudios.com. It's the links in our bios, or at least in mine on all my shit. I think her, it is on hers too. You got to remake the Instagram post before you leave, and y'all get to take a nice picture. Here, y'all got to take a picture like in front of something. That it shows
in front
that you.
Of Raising
Grace? Oh, no.
In front of the Josh Terry.
In front of Josh Terry. Take the picture in front of Josh Terry. Literally.
Of course.
A piece of shit. I don't care. I'm going to look. Holly, I didn't look at the picture of your ass like 5 or 6 times.
Wow. Did you subscribe?
I took all of that. I sent him all of our.
When someone was sitting next to y'all, when someone was sitting next to y'all and she didn't want me looking at somebody, she sent me y'all's nudes. Classy move. It's a method of distraction.
They were good though, right?
They were not bad.
She got a don't.
I was actually very
surprised. She got a don't. She got a don't.
Also, I changed my username. It's Big Titty Bitch.
Big Titty Bish.
B-I-S-H. Y'all go subscribe.
What's yours, dumbass, before we get out of here?
OnlyFans.com/KylieStrickland3. What?
That's not what it was. It was Brooklyn Parton 2. They're going to subscribe.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
It's the same as my TikTok. Brooklyn Parton.
P-A-R-T-E-N.
Yes, P-A-R-T-E-N.
I hope Big Titty Bish is like a black girl.
You need to send me a picture to
of
put.
Your user.
No, you need to send me a picture of you.
You going to shout me out?
Yeah.
I ain't even got to pay you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're all going on vacation together. We're fam now.
Wow.
Y'all know how good those.
The content in the ocean.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Don't even tell me.
Do you know how good the fucking shows are going to be while we're there and we're all fucked up and
I'm
having
so
a good time?
Ready.
Yeah, I'm taking everything.
I'm ready to see, like, Sean, like, because y'all saw him the other night.
Yeah.
He's very, like, Sean's cool, but when he gets around people for the first time, he's very, like, socially awkward. But
I didn't think he
like,
was.
When he, not too bad. He was pretty good, but, like,
I mean, he was even good when we went.
Yeah, the next time
that
y'all see him, though.
There was one talking to me yesterday about you that's going with us. I know one musician, and it's not anybody we've been around before. We've not been around him. He's going to try to knock the bottom out of that thing. Straight, he said he's going to sing to you.
I can't. I don't like it when men do that.
You don't like it when?
That shit makes me awkward.
Cringe.
That makes me feel so awkward.
She's like, I don't know what to do.
I can't. Yeah, like.
Well, who has sung to you?
Like, multiple men.
But were they were any fucking good?
I mean, yeah, some of them.
They wasn't any
good. And
then
you got people that, men that, like, send me Snapchats that are, like, singing the song. I'm like, that's my
like
cringiest.
Like, the one, that guy?
Shit.
Wasn't he singing to you?
No,
I do that all the time. Works very well for me.
He was telling me that I was being the most beautiful woman. He's like, are you trying to steal my heart? Cause you're
so that doesn't make
woman.
You cringe?
Oh, that's just stupid.
That also
see,
makes
that
me
makes
cringe.
Me cringe.
That also makes me cringe.
I'd rather be sung to than, like, pick a line.
I don't even know who
like,
this
play
is.
Some guitar and serenade.
I'll show you a picture. I'll show you a picture since.
How does he know about me?
Because he listens to me and he likes me a lot.
Oh,
he's
he
a very
from?
Good friend of me.
Bro, speaking of.
Is he skinny or big?
Skinny.
Oh.
Skinny.
How old is he?
He's older than me.
Does he want to knock the bottom out or does he want to marry me?
You put that thing on him and probably do both.
Does he have any kids?
No.
Has he ever been married?
I don't think so.
Is musician all he does?
We need to do like.
Yeah, but he actually makes money at it.
Who I make?
She's like, okay.
Hey. Okay.
Just marry my brother and then you can be my sister-in-law.
Oh, what does he look like? How old is he?
But he's been married and he has.
You know, so, I just figured out.
Sorry, you were just saying, has he been married?
That's what I prefer, though.
Oh, so he's been married twice.
Oh. It's not a good sign.
But
flag.
Listen.
It's a red flag.
Listen how bad it sounds. I probably should. Let me not.
No, hold on. Okay. No. Because no, this no, is no. going to be the worst part about two women having a fucking show.
No.
Is when it's time to quit talking, you shut the fuck up so we can get off here.
Yes. Let's get
Thank
the fuck
you.
Off.
Okay, bye.
We'll talk off air.
Woo. Holly, tell them because you're the only one you didn't. Tell them you're only fans.
The Holly Hamby.
There you go.
Is it D?
The.
The
Holly. But I like the D.
God, I fucking hate you. I hate you all. All right, well, we will catch y'all next time. Thank y'all for listening. Politics, religion, and we.